Florida police bust major gambling network in multi-county raid. Florida's Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, PBSO, has broken up an enormous illegal gambling network that stretched from Palm Beach County to the Treasure Coast. The network operation involved hundreds of slot machines and multiple venues, and the police have confiscated more than 1,000 gambling devices and seized $900,000 in cash. The PBSO named the takedown Operation Fool's Treasure, and uncovered not only illegal gambling activities, but also money laundering schemes linked to the organization. Undercover investigation reveals key locations. Authorities said that several venues were part of the operation, with machines and cash confiscated from each. The locations were discreetly situated near legitimate businesses, such as a dentist's office and a dry cleaner. A venue known as VIP Sweepstakes served as the gateway for investigators. Through their probe into the location, officers were able to connect the dots to other operations, including Treasure Hunters in Fort Pierce, Pharaoh's Treasure in Vero Beach, and another establishment in Zephyr Hills. Undercover officers visited the locations, gathering evidence and observing the cash-only operations. Patrons were issued reloadable cards that the venues could charge and which could also be used for withdrawals. Related: Florida officials seek tougher rules to tackle illegal gambling. Key suspects identified and money trail uncovered. Authorities identified several suspects. Among them were individuals identified as JB, ES, and JS, as well as DR and NR, who owned JJE Technologies LLC, the company operating the Treasure Hunt arcade. The investigation also uncovered money laundering activities linked to two LLCs, with bank accounts tied to JJE Technologies LLC and SWFL Center LLC named as recipients of large sums. The accounts at the West Palm Beach Arcade contained deposits totaling $763,196, while the Vero Beach Arcade accounted for $527,010, and the Fort Pierce location handled $571,414. Additionally, Grandview Products, another company implicated in the operation, was accused of supplying illegal slot machines to the venues.